The effects of trauma and abuse in children can be wide-ranging and long-lasting. Children who experience trauma or abuse may face a variety of emotional, psychological, social, and physical challenges. Today's expert is going to share her resources and wisdom to help families who are dealing with trauma or abuse.
We all know that parenting is hard work and life can get busy. We've done the research to help you. So let's dig deep with Leanne Mancini and work together to help you raise strong Christian kids.
Hello and welcome back to Raising Christian Kids. Today I have Darby Strickland on the show, and she is a faculty member and counselor at the Christian Counseling and Education Foundation. She is a contributor to Becoming a Church That Cares Well for the Abused and author of Is It Abuse? A Biblical Guide to Identifying Domestic Abuse and Helping Victims. And she's also the author of Something Scary Happened and the mini book When Children Experience Trauma. She writes regularly for the Journal of Biblical Counseling. Darby and her husband John have 3 children. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
We are so happy to have you on the show. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and the counseling services that you offer families?
Sure. I am a counselor. I work with families of, I have my own developmentally delayed child. So early on, that was a counseling interest. And in the middle of that, the Lord just kept bringing me women who were in oppressive marriages. And so one by one, I began to have to really lean into scripture and learn more about abuse, but also how these parents had to help shepherd their children through some pretty hard and traumatic events in their lives.
Yeah, that I'm sure you have a lot going on, especially after COVID and all of the situations that we're finding ourselves facing today with all the confusion, mass confusion, gender ideologies.
Yeah, sadly so, right? Yeah, it's a hard time to be a child, really.
It is. It really is. And you wrote a pamphlet titled When Children Experience Trauma. Can you share tips on what parents can do once they find out that their child is suffering from a traumatic event?
Yeah, I think 2 things in general, right? We worry for our children when something happens to them that this is going to be the catastrophic thing that breaks them and that they're not going to be okay. And we want to quickly make it better. And sometimes it means for parents, we don't want to bring things up that are hard. We want to move them through the hard pretty quickly. I really just want to encourage parents to slow down. And your children need you to be speaking to them. They need you to bring them the truths of scripture, God's love, your patience and endurance with them. That's what they need to heal. So I think for parents, it's just important to know, yeah, you might bring up a hard thing and initially the child is going to look like they're in more distress, but that's what they need for healing. Secondly, as parents, right, we get nervous when we see misbehavior and we often address behavior. But when a child has gone through something traumatic and hard, we actually want to look at the behavior to clue us in about what's going on in the child's heart. So how can we actually slow down and say, oh, my child's having more tantrums, or they don't want to sleep in their bed, they're not doing well in school. Yeah, what is that telling me about how my child's actually doing? And how can I nurture where their heart's really struggling versus just addressing the behavior?
Could you give us an example of what a parent could say, maybe from a particular traumatic experience?
Yeah, I think we just want to help children understand what happened. Children try to fill in the blanks themselves. So there might be an event at their school where there was a loss, or in their family, there's a loss or a divorce or, you know, an accident. And children see the fallout of the hard, but they don't understand why and what's happened. So I just really encourage parents to be honest with their children. Yeah, so-and-so, their house was lost in a fire last night. And really ask the child to, you know, do you have questions about that? And try to remain present with their particular questions, but don't shy away from telling them what's actually going on.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important when you sit down with a child, and you can tell when a child's upset just by the expressions on their face or their behavior without them even talking. So to sit down with them and, you know, be at eye level and use a calm voice and ask them, what are you thinking about? Right.
Right. And I even say, like, as a parent, say for them, this is upsetting to me. Like, I have questions. I don't understand why. I'm I'm worried too, or, you know, I'm having trouble sleeping at night. Are you? Yeah. And so I think it's just being honest about when hard things happen, it hurts us, and being transparent as a parent is helpful, appropriately so, right? You don't want to burden your child, but you want to say this is normal to feel destabilized and upset and unsure and sad.
Yeah. And reassure them that God is in control of all things. I would say, look, God is, he's sovereign. He's in control, or he allows things to happen. He ordains things to happen, or he allows things to happen. And I think when children understand that there might be a purpose for all of this that we just don't understand, but we know God is good, that kind of helps to take off maybe some of the worry.
I think so. And too, just even understanding that God is with you in the hard, right? Children need to understand that it might look right now that I don't understand what God is up to. And we don't always have to understand. We just have to know that his love for us is unending, and he is faithful, and he promises to walk with us in the very hard. So you're not alone, even though as a child, you often feel alone. I think that for children is comforting as well. They can't make sense of the philosophical pieces, but they just to know that God is up to their good, that he promises to be their comforter, and that he will not leave them, provides great comfort.
And children also feed off of how they see us react in the situation. If we're panicked and stressed and crying and emotional, and they're going to, it brings more worry and makes the traumatic event even worse than what it is.
Correct. So, right. So for parents, we want to learn how to lament healthily, right? We want to take all those emotions and show our children, this is how I'm having them before the Lord. This is how I'm praying. When I cry, these are the promises of the Lord that give me comfort. So we want to lament in full, because they're going to see us sad. There's no way that we're not going to have moments that we're displaying that I'm not okay, because we're not okay. But explaining our children how we do that before the Lord, we're mentoring them in that.
Well, in your book, Caring for Families Caught in Domestic Abuse, you wrote the chapter Children and Domestic Abuse. So can you tell us a little bit about the book and share how it can help parents deal with children who have been traumatized by abuse?
Sure. Chris Moles was a general editor of that book, and that book's focused on how to help families who are in domestic abuse crisis. What I have done there is I've looked at like the littlest victims, the people who often don't get attention. And right. And when you're particularly an abused parent, a lot is happening and your child's being affected in ways that you might not be aware of. So that chapter is even just helping you recognize children are aware. They see how you're being mistreated. They see your fear. And how do you talk to them about very hard things when it's their other parent who is sinful? And so that's a really delicate conversation. And the same principles apply for trauma with children. They need routine. They need protection. They need biblical truth. They need things labeled as what's God-honoring and not God-honoring behavior. And so again, it's just helping parents, giving them language and almost permission to talk about the very hard, because scripture talks about the very hard, right? When we bring things into the light, that's where it's redeemed. So that chapter just helps parents see my children have a need that in the chaos of my life, I might not be aware of. And I think all trauma, whether it's domestic violence or child abuse, right? There's so much chaos. We often lose sight of what our children need in the minute.
I was a guardian ad litem for 2 years back in the day.
Hard work.
So I saw a lot of this, and I could see the pain, you know, on the children's faces and hear it in their words. And so I always brought a reassuring voice that I was there to help them and to protect them, to make sure that they would be okay. But there's just so much going on out there today with abuse and trauma for kids on a very high level as never before. So I'm so glad that you've written these materials to help parents. And now I love your new children's book, Something Scary Happened. It's a wonderful book for children who are fearful. Can you tell us about this book, the story premise, and how it will help children overcome fear?
Yeah, I love it. There's a little, Miles is a happy little lamb, right? Until something scary happens. And then he feels in his little lamb body all the things that children go through. They don't express things verbally, right? They express things through behavior. And so poor Miles struggles with that. He doesn't like playing with his friends anymore. He gets angry. He's crying. And so he finds himself in this really dark valley, as we do in Psalm 23. But there he meets the great shepherd and runs into this truth that the great shepherd will never leave him. And so I wanted to write it as a tool for parents to be able to talk to their children about the role of the Lord when things are hard and scary, and just give children a way to express themselves and to talk about the hard things, to understand their own experiences, but really to give them just the simple truths of God's faithfulness to his little sheep.
And how does the book help parents? You have a section in the book?
I do. At the end, I have some parenting helps and tips. There is a little plushie that you can order that comes with it. So it even gives parents a tool that the child can act out how they're feeling. I encourage parents to say, you know, have their children talk to Miles and God's listening in on as their conversation. And so if for parents, it's a great conversation starter, but there are strategic parenting tips at the end of the book as well.
And do you do online counseling for anybody who's listening who may need help and want to work with you or?
Yeah, the organization I work for, CCEF.org, they definitely do counseling. And if we don't, or can point to you to other Christian counselors, biblical counselors in your area, and feel free to contact them. I would point them to CCEF.org. There's a lot of free resources and blogs on that website, access to journal articles. A colleague of mine, Julie Lowe, has written fantastic resources for children. You will find all her resources listed there. And so, yeah, there's a lot to mine in that particular spot. So I would point people there.
Yeah, I love Julie. I had her on the show also for her new book. Great stuff. You guys.
She's a gem.
Oh, yeah. CCEF is putting out some really great resources. So I hope our listeners, if you have any issues, go to the website. We'll have the links to everything where you can buy the book. And thank you, Darby, for all you're doing to help the children.
No, I appreciate this time.
And this is how we all work together to raise strong Christian kids.
Did you know that 84% of teens don't believe we are born into sin and need salvation? Are you looking for fun and engaging ways to help children build a strong foundation in Christ that lasts a lifetime? Raising kids to follow Christ, instilling a lifelong trust in God, will help you help your child stay strong as they face this ever-increasing anti-Christian humanistic culture. Raising Kids to Follow Christ is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, and in Christian bookstores. It's about the salvation of our children and the preservation of Christianity.